أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. And with the lesson of Aqaid al-Imamiyya for Sheikh al-Mudaffar rahmat alayh, we are in the attributes of the prophets. What we believe according to Shia Imamiyya, according to what Sheikh Muzaffar, he said, we believe that a prophet, just as he must be infallible, ma'soom, must be characterized by the most excellent and most favorable attributes of morality and rationality. Definitely that the prophet himself, since he is infallible, ma'soom, so he should be a complete, he has a complete morals. He has all the morals, the top, the super morals, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he said to his prophet. He said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And also the Prophet himself, he talked about himself. He said, "Adabani Rabbi fa ahsana ta'dibi," such as, and so most favorable attributes of morality and rationality, such as courage, patience, shrewdness, intelligence, plus administrative and managerial capabilities, so that no other human being can match him in these attributes. Yes, nobody can reach to the level of the Prophet himself. Without such high moral and rational standards, a prophet would not be worthy of holding the position of general headship over all human beings and general authority over the whole world. Please, brothers and sisters, since that we said that the prophet, he is the leader of all humanity, all the creatures and the humanity, he should what? He should be having the best morals, the highest rank of morals and complete behaviors, and nobody can reach to his level. So in this case, he is what? He should take the position of headship of all humanity. Furthermore, a prophet must be of legitimate birth. This is very important issue, that the prophet should have what? A legitimate birth. A legitimate birth, what does that mean? That means his father and his mother, they got married according to the Islamic rules. According to the Islamic rules, not like a person who just have a girlfriend and he got babies from her without any
عقد without any proposal between these two get or not getting married according to the Islamic laws. If somebody asking, yes, Shaykhana, how it comes that his father and his mother, they weren't Muslims. I'm saying, yes, they were what? They were Hanifin Muslimin before. Why? Because Al-Hanifiyya, it was Dinahu wa Dini Aba'ih. دينه ودين آبائه كانوا أحنافا مسلمين كانوا أحنافا مسلمين فإذا so their father and their mother originally they were Muslims and anybody who said something which is opposite these words he is what he is mushrik. He is mushrik. Why? Because the Prophet shouldn't be from what an legitimate birth. He should or he must be of legitimate birth. Okay. Also, a Prophet must be honest. Must be honest, and all of us brothers and sisters, we knew through our study of the Islamic history, we noticed that before the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, where all the atheists of Mecca, kul kuffar Mecca. When they tried to put their money or their expensive things, they came to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and they give him to save their money or their jewelry. Even they knew that he is not obeying or he is not worshipping their goddess just like Hubal or Lat or Azza. But he, because he is honest, they trust him. Okay, and the Prophet must be what? Trustworthy. Yes, he must be trustworthy. And it is the same thing if you look to the history of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You found that, and far above all vices before. Appointed as a prophet so that hearts feel inclined towards him and souls have confidence in him. You see, when you listen to the history of the prophet, he is of a legitimate birth and honest and trustworthy, and so you feel confident inside yourself to follow this person or to listen from him because he never lied. Okay, and when he say a word, he keep this word and he keep his promises and he never break his promises. And over and above, the Prophet should deserve such a great divine position. Furthermore, a Prophet must be of legitimate birth, honest, worthy, and far above all vices before appointed as Prophet, so that hearts feel inclined towards him and souls have confidence in him, and over and above, he should deserve such great divine position. As we repeated these sentences from before, we should yes, we should believe the person that we follow, he should be what? He should be legitimate birth, honest towards what? Yes, towards him, and souls have confidence in him and overmore. So for that we believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this is for today, and thank you very much. Wa nas'alullah an yuhsin awaqib umurana, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad.